好的，欢迎收听语文影视界。很久很久没有更新节目了，今天有时间来为大家更新一期北美票房排行榜。我们这一次要介绍的是2019年10月21号到10月27号这一周的北美票房排行榜。上周北美市场有数部新片登场，但实力都并不算强。周末冠军之争在两部老片中展开。DC 漫改电影《小丑》上映第四周末，再收近1900万美元，逆袭晚前上映的《沉睡魔咒二》，重返周末冠军宝座。影片北美累计票房已达2.77亿美元，全球累计票房更是已逼近8.5亿美元，已经刷新限制级电影全球票房纪录。迪士尼的真人童话续集《沉睡魔咒二》次周末再收1850余万美元，退居周末榜亚军。影片比开画周末下跌50%，两周累计票房已超6500万美元。新片补给的能量不到位，而部分老片也走势崩盘，市场热度显著下滑。2019年第43个周末的票房榜，前十名的影片累计票房仅收8990万美元。周末大盘环比暴跌 31%， 大盘比万圣节蝉联冠军的去年同期9100万美元也微跌 1%。 本周末是万圣节的周末，以终结者黑暗命运为首的新片将让市场格局重新洗牌。在十月大盘几乎创造历史记录后，十一月的市场也有望盼来开门红。联美发行的动画新片《亚当斯一家》周末再收1170万美元，险胜《僵尸之地二》，回升至周末票房季军。影片仅比上周下跌不到30%。累计票房已超7000万美元。索尼发行的恐怖喜剧续集《僵尸之地二》次周末再收1160万美元，表现领先两部大规模开画的新片，退居周末票房第四。STX 娱乐发行的恐怖片《死期倒计时》开画首周进账900余万美元，挤进周末票房前五。而同时上映的犯罪动作片《黑与蓝》首周三天仅收830余万美元，仅排在周末票房第六。101工作室发行的历史传记片《电力之战》上周五在北美的1022家影院起片，周末三天收获票房273万美元，排在周末榜第九位。焦点影业发行的电影版《唐顿庄园》周末缩减至1658家影院上映，周末三天再收190万美元，被挤出周末前十。这部由电视剧原班人马创作的特别影片比前周末下跌不到40%，北美累计票房已达9220万美元，已是焦点公司在北美票房最高的作品。截止周日，影片全球累计票房已升至1.726亿美元。奉俊昊执导的韩国电影《寄生虫》加管至129家影院点映，周末三天斩获182万美元，仍排在周末榜第十一位。由韩国国民影帝宋康昊主演的这部金棕榈奖得奖影片得到了韩裔观众以及其他亚裔观众的捧场，在影院数增加3倍的情况下，冠军票房仍高达1.4万美元。点映三周后，影片在北美累计票房已达411万美元，已成为北美票房最高的韩国电影之一。影片还将代表韩国参与本届奥斯卡的最佳国际电影评选，在颁奖季效应的助攻下，其北美票房或有望冲击1000万美元大关。截至目前，影片全球票房已经突破1亿美元大关。福斯探照灯发行的《乔乔兔》次周末加管至55家影院继续点映，周末三天再收104万美元，挤进周末票房前15位。由《雷神三》导演塔伊加·维迪提掌镜的这部新片较前一周末暴涨200%。冠军票房也维持在1.9万美元的高位，扩映效果比较理想。由斯嘉丽·约翰逊和山姆·洛克威尔主演的这部战争喜剧，虽然媒体评价不算拔尖，但是观众口碑非常优异，后续扩映表现也值得期待。印度宝莱坞喜剧《真爱满屋4》上周在北美315家影院开画， 开画三天录得88万美元，排在周末榜第15位。真爱满屋系列前三部作品都叫好叫座，这部续集延续了前作的成功，开画三天录得88万美元。不过北美开画成绩对于印度片来说只算一般。佩德罗·阿莫多瓦执导的新作《痛苦与荣耀》扩至117家影院点映，周末再收43万美元，累计电影票房已达168万美元。国产献礼电影《我和我的祖国》仍然维持在数家影院上映，截止周日累计票房已达232万美元，后续增长余量已经不多。好了，接下来让我们一同来了解一下北美票房排行榜上影片的详细排名情况。给你最流行的，给你最时尚的，全面掌控全球影视最新动态，欢迎进入宇文影视界。北美票房排行榜上排在第10位的影片名字叫做《雪人奇缘》，周末票房200万美元，累计票房5680万美元。2019年9月27号在美国上映。环球影业发行的动画《雪人奇缘》周末被砍至2196家影院上映，周末再收200万美元。下滑至周末榜第10位。由梦工厂和东方梦工厂联合出品的这部 3D 电脑动画比前一周末下跌 43%， 跌幅未见明显收窄。上映5周后，这部中国风的动画在北美累计已达5680万美元，按照目前的势头，影片最终也已无望追平7500万美元的成本线。由丛林大反攻的吉尔·卡尔顿编剧兼导演的这部影片全球累计票房已达1.45亿美元，即将达到成本线的2倍。
You need to spend more time here with the family.
Oh, where are you going?
Be back before dinner.
Be careful out there.
No boy.
Got it covered. Bye.
I just want to escape. Dad always wanted me to travel the world.Someday.
Huh? There's a Yeti on my roof. Hey, boy.
Poor girl.
影片讲述三位中国都市少年与一个拥有魔力的喜马拉雅小雪人神奇相遇，结伴同行，经历考验，最终护送小雪人与家人团聚的故事。期间少年们的内心深深体味了勇敢和家的意义。特别值得一提的是，多个中国著名景点都会以独一无二的动画语言呈现给全球的观众。
You have your mother's eyes.
There are people looking for you.
You can do magic?
This is amazing!
This is impossible!
I wish Dad were here to see this.
You can
go, go away.
Yeah, Ma, Beijing is great. Oh, Peng is, Peng's fine.
They're gaining on us!
Was this your dad's violin?
My dad used to play for me every night. Like, he was telling me that no matter how hard the journey gets, never give up.
It's beautiful!
You did that, Yi?
I did that?
When Yi sets her mind on something, nothing is impossible.
Everett!
I've got blueberries in places where blueberries should never be.
北美票房排行榜上排在第九位的影片名字叫做《电力之战》，周末票房273万美元。累计票房273万美元，2019年10月25号在美国上映。101工作室发行的历史传记片《电力之战》，上周五在北美的1022家影院起片，周末三天收获票房273万美元，排在周末榜第九位。影片由我和厄尔以及《将死的女孩》导演。阿方索·戈麦斯·瑞红掌镜，由奇异博士本尼迪克特·康伯巴奇和蜘蛛侠汤姆·赫兰德等人主演，讲述直流电的发明者爱迪生和西屋电器的创办人威斯汀豪斯之间争相成为美国大供电商的故事。电力之战于2017年9月就已在多伦多电影节举行首映礼，原定于2018年在北美上映，后因为维恩斯坦创办人哈维·维恩斯坦卷入丑闻而搁置发行，在更换发行公司后，终于才在上周开画。影片此前已在不少海外市场上映，目前累计仅收不到500万美元，以及北美的开画表现，最终也基本无望收回3000万美元的制作成本。《电力之战》在北美发行的是导演剪辑版，虽然剧情比海外版本更加完善，但还是只得到了58%的媒体好评率。
Thomas Alva Edison.
My boys and I caught in a jar what before now has only flashed across the night sky.
The future is here.
Hello, I'm George Westinghouse.
Nikola Tesla.
I will be the greatest provider of electrical power in the world.
Better than Edison.
There's a contest between you.
This is a battle for the brightest minds of America. Today, the impossible becomes possible. And the man that controls that current controls the future.
I hope you brought your checkbooks.
If you want to be remembered, it's simple. Shoot a president. But if you prefer to have what I call a legacy, you leave the world a better place than you found it.
You are building miracles out of thin air.
I'm working on something so new that the world would never be the same.
If Mr. Edison succeeds, he will set us back so far we may never recover.
Sometimes we have to work outside of the rules.
影片讲述1880年电灯之父托马斯·爱迪生与铁路大亨乔治·威斯汀豪斯为争夺全美乃至全世界的电力供应系统展开连场恶斗。爱迪生发明了直流电发动机，威斯汀豪斯研发了交流电发电机。当两大发明家明争暗斗之时，神秘后起之秀尼古拉·特斯拉突然出现，三位电力巨人会如何改变世界呢？
You're fired. There's never gonna be anything named Tesla ever again.
Our future's not gonna be paved with bricks, but with copper.
I have the better system. Westinghouse Electric shall endure.
A city of light.
I built it already in my imagination, and it is perfect.
There is a possibility you'll be putting in jeopardy the lives of 28 million people.
Tonight, things could change.
Should we go for a ride?
3, 2, 1!
Only one man will rise.
So what's your trade?
Inventor.
Fix problems for idiots.
北美票房排行榜上排在第八位的影片名字叫做《灯塔》，周末票房308万美元，累计票房366万美元。2019年10月18号在美国上映。A24 发行的恐怖悬疑电影《灯塔》上周末加管至586家影院，做中等规模上映，三天收获308万美元，排在中国榜第八位。由罗伯特·艾格斯执导的这部影片，曾入围72届戛纳电影节的导演双周单元，在烂番茄网站也得到了93%的媒体好评率，剧情和表演方面都得到了一致好评。进入之前的点映成绩后，由威廉·达福和罗伯特·帕丁森联合主演的这部影片累计票房366万美元，影片的扩映策略稍显激进，目前冠军票房已经跌至5000美元出头，最终恐无望超过导演前作《女巫》的最终成绩2514万美元。
Timberman want with being a wiki?
Just looking to earn a living, just like any man. Starting new.
On the run. Keeping secrets, are you?
No, sir.
Watch you spill your beans.
影片设定在19世纪神秘的新英格兰岛上，围绕两名灯塔的看守人展开，讲述了两个人为了看守梅恩海峡的一座灯塔，被困在一个充满危险的小岛上的故事。
5 weeks? 2 days? Help me to recollect.
北美票房排行榜上排在第七位的影片名字叫做《双子杀手》，周末票房400万美元，累计票房4334万美元。2019年10月11号在美国上映。派拉蒙发行的科幻悬疑动作片《双子杀手》，周末被砍至3008家影院上映，三天再砍400万美元。退居周末票房榜第七。由华裔导演李安执导的这部新作比前一周末下跌52%，走势仍不算理想。上映17天后，由威尔史密斯主演的这部新作北美累计票房仅为4334万美元，才刚刚越过成本线的零头。按照目前的走势，影片北美最终落点只能冲击5000万美元，将不到成本线的一半。由天空之舞制作公司和复星影业出品的这部影片四周崩盘，两周累计仅收不到3000万美元，截至周日，影片全球累计票房仅为1.48亿美元，终于突破了1.38亿美元的成本线。有部分媒体爆料，影片真实成本超过1.5亿美元，这样一来，给出品方带来的亏损恐怕将近7000万美元。
I'm the best. You are obviously not the best.
When I saw him, it was like I was seeing a ghost. Like every trigger I've ever pulled.
How'd he start you? Hunting birds, rabbit? I'm guessing 19, 20 years old, the first time he ordered you to shoot a person.
25 years ago, he took my blood. He made you from me. He's been lying to you the whole time. He told you you were an orphan. And of all the people in the world to come after me, why would he send you? Because I'm the best.
片中威尔史密斯饰演美国国防情报局特工亨利，准备退休之际意外遇到一名神秘杀手的追杀，在两人的激烈较量中，他发现这名杀手竟然是年轻了20多岁的自己，一场我与我的对战旋即展开，而背后的真相也逐渐浮出水面。
Henry, has this ever happened to you before? Your own government trying to kill you?
Nah, that's new
Everything that we've worked for is at stake.
He has to die. He's your darkness. You had to walk through this on your own. I love you, Junior. Look what we created.
You were the inspiration for all of us.
Why not just make a whole army full of them? Why not?
You should be flattered.
You should be dead.
This has to be stopped.
Because what if somebody actually knew what we really are?
北美票房排行榜上排在第6位的影片名字叫做《黑与蓝》，周末票房833万美元，累计票房833万美元。2019年10月25号在美国上映。上周的新片《黑与蓝》是索尼影幕珍宝发行的犯罪动作片，影片是导演德恩·泰勒今年的第2部作品。导演上部作品《侵入者》在《复仇者联盟4》次周上映，开画周末仅收1085万美元，最终收获3660万美元票房，表现对于成本不到1000万美元的惊悚片也还算不错。《黑与蓝》由黑人明星、加勒比海盗系列的纳奥米·哈里斯和《速度与激情》系列的泰瑞斯·吉布森联合主演。影片在周四晚7点提前在部分影院开画，当晚进账67.5万美元。提前场成绩领先同日上映的《死期倒计时》，影片于周五扩至北美2062家影院全面上映，首日含提前场票房共收305万美元，表现则略逊于《死期倒计时》，仅排在单日票房榜第5。影片在周六再收322万美元，最终开画三天也仅收833万美元，未能挤进周末榜前5位。影片开画成绩也要比导演前作《侵入者》低23%。表现也未达到1000万美元的市场预期。
Let me ask you a question. You think you're black?
I want to sleep.
You think them your people?
I want to sleep.
Well, they're not.
Anticipated.
We are.You're blue now.
I gotta meet a CI.
Whoa, where are you going?
Stay in the car.
Listen, you already got rid of everyone that could talk.
What the hell are you doing here, rookie?
Whoa.
Just relax.
We're all cops here.
This isn't what it looks like.
故事讲述一名新手警察目睹了腐败官员谋杀一名毒贩的过程，而且他随身携带的摄像头录下了这一幕。他从这些腐败官员手里逃脱出来， 却陷入了被谋杀的危险境地。
I've been shot.
What? You can't be in here with this. The police, they'll help you.
It was the cops that shot me.
Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
She cannot get back to the precinct to upload the footage on that camera.
My cup runneth over.
Every cop and criminal in this city is coming to find her.
I want her dead.
The Lord.
Put everybody on him.
Price on your head. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna expose them.
If they erase the system, all of this will be for nothing.
This was your plan?
We're still alive, aren't we?
You got a hard choice to make right now. Are you one of us, or are you one of them?
She picked her side.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Murder's murder, don't matter who you are.
I will fear no evil.
北美票房排行榜上第五位的影片名字叫做《死期倒计时》，周末票房901万美元，累计票房901万美元。2019年10月25号在美国上映。十月的后半程通常是北美市场最冷清的时段之一。上周开画的新片没有一部票房突破1000万美元，实力较强的两部新片《死期倒计时》和《黑与蓝》。也只是猜忌互啄。死期倒计时由 STX 娱乐发行，是导演贾斯汀·戴克的长篇处女作。导演之前曾拍摄过名片名为《滚动》的短片，在2010年纽约电视节获得最佳导演奖。此后导演在 YouTube 上推出的网络短剧《懒得的我》也得到了不错的反响，累计点击次数超过700万次。作为今年万圣节档最应景的恐怖片，死期倒计时于周五在2675家影院开画，首日进账314万美元，险胜同日开画的《黑与蓝》，排在单日票房第四。影片在周六再收354万美元，比不计提前场的首日上涨35%，走势对于恐怖片还算不错。加上周日影片开画三天，票房达901万美元，这以微弱优势压制《黑与蓝》，位列周末票房第五。此期倒计时开画成绩基本符合市场预期，首周就已超过了650万美元的制作成本。影片观众口碑比较糟糕，最终票房恐怕只能以2000万美元为目标。虽然制作成本较低，但片方仍投入了2倍于成本的预算进行宣发，因而最终想要盈利也并不是很轻松。
Our phones have become essential. Apps keep track of our schedules, our fitness, our love lives. But what if an app could tell you how long?
I got 63 years.
57 years.
Before you die, would you want to know?
What? 2 days? This app.It's fake, obviously.
My girlfriend said the same thing. It knew. That app said she was gonna die.
Whatever's happening to us, I think it's because of this.
死期倒计时讲述了年轻护士下载了一款能够预测何时死亡的 APP， 并被告知自己的寿命还剩下不到3天。他起初并不相信，但随即许多如约死亡的案例让他意识到死期真的逼近了。
The countdown app, it's really just a random number with a clock. It's not that scary, but it seems like it worked on YouTube clowns.
This must be everyone that downloaded the app.
My sister, she downloaded it.
All we need to do is beat the clock by 1 second.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, but I've read about it. A lot.
If this doesn't work,
a fate
much worse than death will pursue you.
Come with me.
It will overwhelm you until you are utterly destroyed.
Yo, are you calling my name?
北美票房排行榜上排在第四位的影片名字叫做《僵尸之地二》。周末票房1160万美元，累计票房4700万美元。2019年10月18号在美国上映。索尼发行的恐怖喜剧《僵尸之地二》次周末维持在3468家影院上映。三天再收票房1160万美元，以10万美元的微小劣势不敌走势坚挺的亚当斯一家，退居周末票房第四。由鲁本·弗雷斯彻回归执导的这部续集比开画首周大跌57%，走势远不如10年前的前作。上映10天后，由杰西·艾森伯格、石头姐艾玛斯通等主演的这部影片北美累计票房已达4700万美元，已经突破制作成本线。首部《僵尸之地》是弗雷斯彻的导演处女作，在不俗的观众口碑加持下，全球票房超过制作成本的4倍。截止周日，《僵尸之地二》全球累计票房已达6360万美元。
Sorry, just you in that chair.
I think I would have made a damn fine president.
You would have brought a real dignity to the office.
You're welcome, America.
Welcome to Zombieland. Life is about more than just survival. We
were a family. 僵尸之地是受到几年前僵尸肖恩的启发进行创作的。一种致命病毒席卷了美国，只要被病毒感染就会变成僵尸。最终只有几个幸存者没有被病毒感染，决定逃离。他们决定一起分享对付僵尸的经验，获得逃生的机会。然而在杀戮过程中，他们遭遇的危险超出了所有人的想象。按照好莱坞卖座片的类型规律，像《僵尸之地》这种投资仅2000多万美元、没有一线大牌主演的僵尸片，基本都是烂片集中营的当家老大。但此片的成功却来得非常迅猛，这全归功于导演的创意。影片结尾高潮处在游乐园大战僵尸一段，观赏性极强。
Have nothing against
hippies. I just want to beat the shit out of them.
We're gonna go get her. We ride at dawn.
Start talking.
You first.
Well, my name's Tallahassee.
Die, zombie! Light them up!
No! That's my ride!
Oh, my apologies, little elf.
Okay, is it me, or does he kind of remind you of...
I don't like you. At all.
I think you double parked. Or more perpendicular parked. Hope we don't get a ticket.
What is going on here?
What?
Hello, everyone.
Am I hallucinating?
北美票房排行榜上排在第三位的影片名字叫做《亚当斯一家》，周末票房1170万美元，累计票房7280万美元。2019年10月11号在美国上映。联美发行的动画电影《亚当斯一家》加管至4207家影院上映，周末再收1170万美元。逆袭更晚上映的《僵尸之地二》回升至周末榜第三。由米高梅公司出品的这部漫改电影，仅比前一周末下跌28%，走势非常抢眼。上映17天后，由《香肠派对》导演组合格雷格·蒂曼和康拉德·福农执导的 3D 电脑动画，北美累计票房已达7280万美元，最终将轻松达到制作成本线的2倍。虽然本周市场将迎来一部动画新片《北极狗》，但预计其对亚当斯一家的冲击比较有限。按照目前走势，影片北美最终落点将冲击9000万美元以上，影片在海外首批市场开出1170万美元，全球票房将轻松破亿。
Darling?
Yes, completely.
Your hand is as cold as a dead fish.
My love, that is a dead fish. We hit something. Is he all right?
He seems perfectly demented. Thank you, old boy.
What a lovely morning.Wake the children.
All right, I'm awake.
What kind of topsy-turvy place is this?
So different.
Pugsley, don't drink it all. This gentleman wants some too.
Have a good day at school, dear. Do your worst!
Ah, this is a children's prison. Who's that?
You shouldn't mess with me. You don't
know.
米高梅定格动画版《亚当斯一家》请来了奥斯卡·伊萨克和查理兹·塞隆为戈麦斯和莫迪西亚·亚当斯夫妇配音。影片讲述了一个诡异古怪的家庭与一个狡猾的真人秀主持人对峙，这个家庭同时也在为新生命的到来做准备，将举办一场亚当斯式的庆祝派对。
Awesome. Wednesday. How dare you enter this house like that?
Parker claims it brings out my smile.
You don't have a smile.
But I have a lot of things you don't know about.
Parker! Who did this to you?
I did. This is my new look.
Those Adamses have gone too far this time.
These people are freaks! No one torments my family but me.
This is my town!
Huxley, don't miss. This day is becoming most wonderfully disruptive. Good news, everybody. Pugsley's gone.
Wednesday, dig up your brother at once.
You're weakening the gene pool.
北美票房排行榜上排在第二位的影片名字叫做《沉睡魔咒二》，周末票房1854万美元，累计票房6540万美元。2019年10月18号在美国上映。迪士尼发行的真人童话电影《沉睡魔咒二》次周末维持在3790家影院上映，三天再取1854万美元，以微弱的劣势不敌老片《小丑》，退居周末票房亚军。由安吉丽娜·朱莉和艾莉·范宁回归主演的这部续作，比开画周末下跌50%，跌幅跟5年前的前作基本持平。不过暑期档上映的后者在工作日表现更加坚挺，两片差距将继续扩大。上映10天后，根据童话故事《睡美人》衍生改编的本片，北美累计票房仅为6540万美元，还没超过制作成本线的零头。 按照目前走势及北美最终落点，也只能冲击$1亿。沉睡魔咒2在海外市场表现稍好，海外累计已收$2.28亿，海外票房占比不断攀升。截止周日，影片全球累计票房已达$2.94亿，即将突破$3亿关口。2014年的电影《沉睡魔咒》以$1.8亿的成本换回$7.6亿的全球票房，高居当年全球票房前五。《沉睡魔咒2》制作成本基本上持平前作，不过其全球票房恐将比前作缩水$3亿。所幸鉴于迪士尼在宣传预算方面比较克制，最终应该能勉强收回成本。
5 years ago, I thought I lost you forever. There is no curse that could ever tear me away from you.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
Missus, I have a little bit of news.
Don't ruin my morning.
Philip asked me to marry him.
No.
I wasn't really asking.
Nor was I. Love doesn't always end well, Beastie.
Trust me. Let us prove you wrong.
You have done an admirable job going against your own nature to raise this child. But now...
经历全球票房大热的《沉睡魔咒》中的考验后，马琳·菲森和她的教女艾洛公主开始质疑两人之间复杂的家庭关系。会在梅吉的婚礼出乎意料的盟友以及全新登场的黑暗势力都迫使他们的想法相左，各执己见。马琳·菲森和艾洛公主一起度过了几年幸福快乐的时光，经历心碎与背叛的考验之后，两人之间的情谊愈发浓厚，但人类与精灵之间的仇恨依然存在。艾洛公主与菲利王子即将举行的婚礼为奥斯泰王国和摩尔森林带来了庆典的气氛，也是团结两个国度的纽带。而一次意外的碰面虽然带来了强大的新盟友，却使马琳·菲森和艾洛公主在新的大战中彼此对立，考验彼此的忠诚，并使他们互相的亲情产生动摇。
Tell me what happened.
There was another creature.
You've spent years caring for a human. Now it's time to care for your own.
北美票房排行榜上排在冠军位置的这部影片名字叫做《小丑》，周末票房$1890万，累计票房$2.78亿。2019年10月4日在美国上映。华纳和微秀联合出品的漫改电影《小丑》周末缩减至3936家影院上映。3天再揽$1890万，逆袭更晚上映的《沉睡魔咒2》，重登周末冠军宝座。事实上，《小丑》在上周工作日就与《沉睡魔咒2》交替领先对方，而两片的周末票房差距也不到$40万。这部剧情独立于 DC 扩展宇宙的 DC 电影，仅比前一周末下跌35%，跌幅显著收窄。上映24天后，由杰昆·菲尼克斯主演的这部金狮奖获奖作品。北美累计票房已达$2.77亿，已经超过《宿醉》，成为导演托德·菲利普斯票房最高的作品。与此同时，《小丑》还超过了《地心引力》的$2.74亿，成为北美10月影史票房最高的影片。按照目前走势，《小丑》即将超过《超人：钢铁之躯》最终收官的$2.91亿，升至 DC 漫改作品票房榜第8位。《小丑》在海外市场也表现出色。目前海外累计已高达$5.72亿，最终有望冲击$7亿大关。截止周日，影片全球累计票房已达$8.49亿，接连超过两部死侍系列电影，创限制级影片全球票房新纪录。同时，影片也超过了神奇女侠等DC作品。
Does it help to have someone to talk to?
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face. She told me I had a purpose. To bring laughter and joy to the world.
Stop them!
Is it just me? Or is it getting crazier out there?
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
本片的故事独立于《地西之外》，讲述小丑的起源故事，由杰昆·菲尼克斯出演小丑。故事背景设置在20世纪80年代，讲述了一位生活陷入困境的脱口秀喜剧演员渐渐走向精神的崩溃，在哥谭市开始了疯狂的犯罪生涯，最终成为了蝙蝠侠的宿敌小丑的故事。
Gotham has lost its way. What kind of coward would do something that cold-blooded?Someone who hides behind a mask.
I used to think that my life was a tragedy. But now I realize it's a comedy.
本周新片推荐，本周末已经上映的第一部新片名字叫做《终结者：黑暗命运》，由死侍导演蒂姆·米勒执导，麦肯兹·戴维斯、琳达·汉密尔顿、阿诺·施瓦辛格等联合主演，于2019年11月1日在美国上映。
Talk, talk fast.
You first.
My name is Sarah Connor. August 29, 1997 was supposed to be Judgment Day. My son John and I stopped it. Saved 3 billion lives. Enough of a resume for you.
No. You may have changed the future, but you didn't change our fate.
What are you? Never seen one like you before.Almost human.
I am human. Just enhanced. Let's get something straight. It's my mission to protect her. If you put her in danger, I will fuck you up.
Right. I drive.
Expect a big ping, brother.
影片故事讲述在成功阻止审判日发生的27年后，一个全新进化的液态金属终结者由天网从未来派出，目的是追杀持有关键讯息的丹尼拉莫斯、半生化人葛瑞斯和他的朋友，这使莎拉康纳以及最初的终结者前来帮助他们一行人，以共同为了人类的未来而战。
I'll be back
Everybody dies if you don't make it.
How
How do we stop this thing?
You don't fight it. You run from it.
Stop!
Do you believe in fate, Sierra?
We don't win this one. It's all over. You know, when we're done, I am going to kill you.
本周五已经上映的另一部新片名字叫做《哈利特》，影片由《黑色圣诞节》导演卡斯·莱蒙斯执导，辛西亚·艾利弗、乔·阿尔文和加内尔·孟奈联合主演，于2019年11月1日在美国上映。
I don't know if you know how extraordinary this is, but you have made it 100 miles to freedom all by yourself. Would you like to pick a new name to mark your freedom?
Harriet Tubman.
You are welcome here anytime. If I'm free, my family should be too. I made up my mind, I'm going back.
故事的主人公哈利特·塔布曼生于1822年，原本是生活在马里兰州的黑奴。1849年他逃到北方，不久后加入到帮助奴隶逃亡的美国地下铁路中，成为最活跃的领袖之一，多次回到家乡带领其他奴隶逃亡北方。南北战争爆发后，塔布曼积极参战，成为北军中为数不多的女性。战后他投身了争取妇女权益的运动，哈利特也是首位登上美元的女性。
Harriet, welcome to the Underground Railroad. Everybody, everywhere is looking for you.
God don't mean people to own people.
Find this thief and burn her at the stake.
I would give every last drop of blood in my veins until this monster called slavery is dead.
Ready?
还有一部新片也是已经在本周五上映了，那它的名字叫做《布鲁克林密案》。本片呢是由《男人爱美神》的导演爱德华·诺顿执导，布鲁斯·威利斯、威廉·达福和爱德华·诺顿联合主演，于2019年11月1日在美国上映。
Okay, listen. I got something wrong with me. That's the first thing to know.
I got threads in my head, man.
I twitch and shout a lot. Makes me look like a damn freak show.
Can't you ever cut that out?
I'm sorry. Touch it, Bailey.
I'm sorry. But inside my head's an even bigger mess. I can't stop twisting things around. Words and sounds especially. Have to keep playing with them until they come out right. Sorry.
Jeez. Forget I asked.
Like I said, a damn mess. Then I started working for Frank. Frank Minna, Private Eye.
Boys?
Frank. Frankly, Frankity, Franco!
He's the one who taught me how to use my head, turn it into a strength. He gave me a place in this crappy world until I screwed up.
影片改编自1999年乔纳森·勒瑟姆的小说《布鲁克林孤儿》。诺顿饰演的是1950年代纽约孤独的私家侦探莱诺尔，立誓要解开自己的朋友兼导师布鲁斯·威利斯饰演的弗兰克的被杀之谜。线索寥寥，莱诺尔慢慢探索着被谨慎守卫的秘密，也掌握着整座城市的命运。
When someone isn't seen for what they truly are, that's a very dangerous thing.
Do you have the first inkling how power works? Power is knowing that you can do whatever you want and not one person can stop you. Those people are invisible. They don't exist.
If you threaten his work, he will destroy you.
You're all alone?
You got no idea.
Webbed up in this somehow, and these people aren't gonna stop.
You got a head just like mine, always turning things around. Some people call it a gift, but it's a brain affliction just the same.
You remember what I said?
She doesn't know. She doesn't know.
What don't I know?
好了，今天的节目就是这样了。最后同样是送给大家一首好听的歌曲，叶小青的《十指相扣》。
我们一定相爱永久，会比山不应态度还要久，也会化作蝴蝶满天飞，飞过千山和万水。熙熙攘攘的夜空，你依偎在我的怀中，牛郎织女也在相依相偎，映射那天空里的美。挽着你的额头，牵着你的小手，十指紧紧相扣，一生一世相守，爱你爱你到永久。再大一起承受，我用所有温柔抚平所有伤口，让我带你一起走，就算海枯石烂地老天荒，我会用尽全部的爱呵护你。相守